We get a question from James, and the question is, how can I approach the conversation with my fiance that I'm scared that she's enmeshed with her parents and I won't be a priority? He recently got engaged to the love of his life, and she's been living with her parents since she was born, never left the home. Now we're in a serious relationship, and I'm scared that she's not aware of the enmeshment she has with her parents. I believe her parents have some codependency, controlling, manipulative tendencies, but are not willing to admit it. And I'm afraid that I will not be a priority. My needs will not be considered, and her parents' needs and feelings will go before ours, before mine. And I do my best and bend to her will and compromise, but she does not do the same at times. Her parents often make her feel bad and guilty if she goes against their views and opinions. My concern is that she's more concerned about pleasing them than losing me. How can I approach this conversation? Well, Jim, how about you start on this one?
Well, I love that he brought that up, because sometimes when you're even doing premarital counseling, you don't get to that place. And yet I find that in premarital counseling, that when you have those kind of conversations, those are the breakthrough type conversations. So, he's got to bring that up. That's a conversation you have before you get married, not just after you get married. And so you have that conversation before. And I would strongly suggest to James that he makes sure, I hope he's getting premarital counseling. You know, there's a study in Oklahoma by the state that says you have a 31% better chance of staying married if you get premarital counseling or premarital education. In fact, there are several states now in the United States that will give you free, wedding license, marriage license, because if you'll get the counseling. So that's how key it is. So James can have a conversation. He can have a conversation with her. That may work. But he might want to have a conversation with a moderator, the counselor, the pastor, somebody who says, what are we going to do? You know, Jesus was very clear. A man will leave his father and mother, be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So what Jesus was saying, although he's speaking on several levels there, but leave, you know, and they talk about even in the old days, leave and cleave, you know, be bonded. The word, that is bonded. You'll be bonded to your spouse. Well, his wife is going to have to leave her parents. That's not easy. You know, I don't think I did a good job with that. When Kathy and I would have tension the first year of our marriage, and I was a youth pastor at the time, I would go home. And I never told my parents that we're having a fight. I just go open the refrigerator, and it was comfort to be there and talk with them. And then, I hadn't left. And finally, then we moved to Princeton, New Jersey, where I was going to grad school. And that was really good for me because I hadn't done that. Well, this woman needs to do that. But, you know, it's a really normal thing. He's picked that out. And again, how great that she's lived with her family, that her family is that tight. I mean, a lot of families aren't like that. His job is to protect his marriage coming up and honor his in-laws. And in doing that, I honestly think that James has a shot at really, being a transitional generation. He and his wife to be, can now, create some great, family times, but he's going to have to make sure that that's brought up. They're on the same page. Get on the same page.
Yeah. I love that. We'll hear from Jackie after the break. We're going to talk a little bit about enmeshment because he can describe it, right? And what does it feel like? What does it look like? Maybe you are in an enmeshed situation and you don't even realize it, but you can feel it. But I love what you are suggesting, Jim. Marriage is more than just the wedding cake. And Steve always says that you do really well until you eat that wedding cake and then everything changes.
Yeah. So James is feeling like the family that he's about to marry into is enmeshed. So enmeshment is just this level of closeness that there's no breathing room. And some of our families are super close and they do everything together. And that's great. And it can be healthy to a point. When a family is enmeshed, it's disordered. People aren't able to think for themselves. There are these family codes and these family themes that you're locked into. And so it's really hard to be a new person coming into that. We want to be more diffuse where people can safely and securely come and go in the relationship, have their own life, but then come back together and enjoy each other. I'm so the first thought that I had was, what is James's family like? Sometimes we marry into a family that is very close and we come from a family that isn't. And so they look disordered. That looks crazy to me. You guys do everything together. So that was the first thought that came up for me, would be for James to take a step back and just check inside and make sure that he's not feeling the way he's feeling because he doesn't have a similar relationship with his own parents. The other thing is that premarital counseling, oftentimes people will go and they've already made up their mind, so they're not really open to talking about the hard things. Go to premarital counseling and talk about this. Bring it up. Have the conversation. I love that this is a issue that you're finding as a fiance rather than as husband. And if you don't feel like you can bring this issue up and have a conversation with her, you should probably not get married right now, because this is important and you're already feeling like she's going to choose something other than you and not prioritize you. She may need to have a conversation about the fact that you expect to be prioritized. And so having a good premarital counselor, I think, is a big important step in having them to be able to walk through this conversation and do a comfort circle. I recommend reading How We Love. I think it could be great for the both of you to work through how we love before the wedding.
Mm-hmm. You know, he mentions a lot in that email about how afraid he is. Mm-hmm. He's afraid that they're controlling. He's afraid that she won't put his needs first. You know, there's a lot of fear that goes into a new relationship, even though they've been dating mm-hmm. and they're getting married. That fear starts to pop up and we have to pay attention to it.
And there's some ideals at play here, too. Like, he has an ideal marriage in his mind. He has an idea of what marriage is supposed to be. And I've sat with people so many times where they've said, this isn't a real marriage. And I say, did you say I do and get a marriage certificate? That it's a real marriage. Right. It's just not the one you thought you were going to have. And so he's dreaming and planning and envisioning what his marriage is. Are they doing that together? We make vision plans and strategic plans for organizations, for our jobs, but we don't do it for our marriage and for our family. And they probably need to sit down and create a vision.
You're so right, Jackie. And what happens is we need to do that before. Mm-hmm. And really, even things like, so what are we going to do for Christmas?
Yes.
What are we going to have Thanksgiving with them every year? Yeah. Or are we going to do some of our own things when we have children?
Yeah.
You know, those kinds of questions. And that actually may ease some of his mind, because mm-hmm. she may go, oh, no. We're not going to get up at 6:30 in the morning and go over there for Christmas morning. We're going to have our own, you know, Christmas, whatever it might be. But make some of those plans ahead of time. You can always break those plans.
Right.
But make some of those plans. Not every vacation is with them, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. Every Sunday, maybe they won't go to dinner. Mm-hmm. And who knows, maybe they will. But there's a psychological term called individuation mm-hmm. that actually Henry Cloud writes on really, really well. But basically, if she's only lived at home and she's enmeshed with her family, as he describes, then she's going to have to, you know, become her own person. And, you know, sometimes it's a benefit to become your own person before you get married mm-hmm. because there's going to be a crash in, you know, in the relationship. But he has to understand, if that's the case, then she actually has to become her own person. And then they become kind of, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, two become one flesh. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes they have to become one away from parents mm-hmm. to come to be really have a intimate relationship, yeah. meaning a connected relationship. So that's something that he's going to want to bring up and kind of understand and get some discernment from probably that counselor.
Yeah.
I love that, you know, individuation. Bruce and I are celebrating 40 years of individuation. No.
we were in our 36th year, but that's so important for a woman who's never lived outside of her parents' home and outside of the authority of her father to then go to marriage. She hasn't differentiated. No. She hasn't individuated.
No. Right.
And then 20 years into the marriage, she wakes up and realizes her kids are grown, his business is going well, and she's just trying to figure out who she is. And a lot of times that's when couples end up in my office.
Yeah.
And her being in therapy before the wedding could really help them prevent some of those hurdles.
You know, we gave our kids that gift. All three of – I have all daughters, so we had no hormones or drama in our life. But we gave our kids all the gift of counseling. Mm-hmm. And we laughed because our daughter Christy, instead of sick, gave them all six sessions. She said, now the counselor thinks we need two more. And of course, I went – It's all about us, Kathy. Yeah. We're causing this. We might as well pay more. Yeah. But it is the thing where even some of the listeners could do that for their children mm-hmm. Who are getting engaged, or actually, like you say, it's something I believe in pre-engagement, mm-hmm. Counseling. It might be with a pastor. I mean,
I agree.
But have those kinds of conversations before, because you get married, and if you haven't dealt with those issues, man, it's going to be a tough.
For better, for worse, is a real thing.
Yeah,
you can't imagine what the worst thing is if you haven't taken time to imagine. And we just say yes.
Very good.
And recognizing the fear that goes into new relationships, like mm-hmm. I said before, but also everything from, she's going to feel it. Like you said, Jackie, she's got a new experience. One of the things that I've talked to couples about in premarital counseling is the division of labor. Who is doing what? Because mm-hmm. a lot of times when you come from mom and dad's house, you're not thinking about taking the trash out or who's paying the water bill or anything like that. And those basic things can really trip up a couple in those early years because they start to panic. It's like, wait a minute. It's funny because I remember a story that someone told one time about the first dinner that she made, and she had the bottle of ketchup and the bottle of mustard on the table. And her husband thought, oh my gosh, were you born in a barn? Well, his mother, had all the fine china and would put the ketchup in little dishes and the mustard in little dishes with a little silver spoon. Well, she didn't come from that kind of family. And that was like their first fight. Yeah. So you just never know what's going to trip you up. But going into marriage, you just know that you're going to learn a lot. And if you can be open and be able to have some key support, whether it's another couple that isn't your parents, because that's usually helpful. Or even, to have friends who are early in their relationships. I know that it is the great adventure, but it can also, feel like you don't have a GPS. But that's why we're here. We want to help you. We have our marriage intensive, whether, we have had engaged groups that have come to our marriage intensive, our intimacy of marriage. We do teach about how we love the attachment styles, and attachment styles in relationship, in marriage, is really profound. Mm-hmm. We know it because we teach it all the time. But like you had mentioned, Jackie, the comfort circle is a great structured conversation for couples to continue to grow closer and closer and have a deeper understanding mm-hmm. of what life is like for the other person, because we usually put our presumptions on our spouse. I know maybe you guys don't do that, but mm-hmm.
Projection is, it definitely happens.
No, totally.
It does happen. Yeah. And mind reading too. We think that they can understand what we are feeling and thinking, and it just doesn't occur.
Yeah, it's really not a form of communication. Mind reading is not a form of communication.
Right. And we think we know what they're thinking and how they would respond. So we've had a whole argument with them and made decisions based on conversations they weren't privy to.
Exactly.
Yeah.